Fitzy and Whipper.
G'day, podcasters. Since you've already hit play, you may as well dirty up those digits with Red Rooster's new crispy chicken wings and dipping sauce. With spicy buffalo or creamy ranch sauce to choose from, head to redrooster.com.au, click order now, and they'll bring them to you. Red Rooster, now delivered straight to your door. Game changer. Delivery available in select stores only.
Nothing better to do right now than settle into the podcast because we've got a treat for you. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, welcome. Mike Baird, Premier of New South Wales, has done a backflip on the greyhound racing industry. He's coming on the show to chat about that. And also, very exciting, there's an intimate relationship, which we've really just discovered, that Fitzy was involved in, and a celebrity girl. I had no idea about this. You're going to love the story. That's on today's podcast. Scary times, 4:20 yesterday afternoon, Circular Quay. The fast ferry came in far too fast. It was the Supercat.
It's just living up to its name, I suppose.
I know. Someone said, hey, aren't you the fast ferry? And he said, I'll show you. Bang.
Prove it then.
Straight into Circular Quay Wharf. Emergency teams quick to be on the scene. 19 passengers were injured, which was pretty scary. 5 taken to hospital. Thank God I don't think anyone's in too much trouble. Possible spinal injuries on the upper deck for one bloke who went flying across the deck. Very scary. Bow thrusters apparently were the cause. So there was nothing to really stop it because it was going so fast.
Yeah.
A few text messages have started flying around when this happened yesterday within my family and friends because my dad is known as the worst boat driver in the history of boating. Yeah. John Whipfleet, put his name on it. A highlight would have to be we'd bought a new boat and it was a very windy day and we were sort of in the marina. So it lived
100 foot?
100 yacht. Foot? No, no, 29 foot.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 29 foot rival. Big, yeah. I think they only made 3 of them for a reason. John got it cheap through the trading post.
Right.
Great deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a windy day and he didn't have a lot of experience driving it because it was new. And the wind caught hold of the boat. And one of the worst things you can do is panic and hit the engine. Like, you don't go for the gears because the next thing you know, you'll lose control. So as the wind took the boat and started to float into another boat, just drift into another boat, what did John do? He panicked, gassed it. He was doing full speed through the marina heading towards rocks. At the same time, he'd smashed into the other boat and sent the engine with an outboard engine flying into the boat. So their engine landed in the front of their cabin, mind you, and John is looking back at me going flat out towards the rocks while he someone in the area is yelling out, "No speeding in the moorings!" He's not trying to speed. The result was $8,000 damage to the other bloke's boat and $15,000 to the front of our boat as John pulled up on the rocks.
Because what does boat stand for?
I'll bring out another $1,000, mate, am I right?
Yeah, classic.
Hey, what's the best day of boating? The one when you buy it and when you bloody sell the thing. That's just not a boat catchphrase.
Oh,
I mean, what's the best type of boat?
Chat.
Someone else's boat.
Yeah.
So many funny catchphrases.
Colleen's giving us a call from Campbelltown. Hi, Colleen, what's your story?
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good,
we were down the river skiing one about 2 years ago and a guy reversed his boat back to put it in the water and forgot to put the plug in the boat.
No.
So as the boat is slowly filling up with water, he's trying to get out of the boat into the car to drive it out and then the boat attached to the trailer, attached to the car, goes into the river.
No.
And he's swimming out trying to get whatever he can. And then we come back and we see the guy standing on the roof of the car, which is now on the bottom of the river.
Man, you know what? It's a horrible situation to watch, but it's highly entertaining, isn't it, Colin?
Yeah. We felt terrible. In the end, we had to actually go out and get the guy, bring him back to shore. Then he had a tow truck. Had to get one of those tow trucks to get the car and the boat and the trailer out.
I mean, if you've got nothing to do on a sunny day, go and sit at a boat ramp and just watch the idiots crash their car and their boat. I mean, we had a boat race here in Cockle Bay, didn't we, Fitzy?
Yes.
To represent the...
You drew holes. When I was younger, Sarah, we represented South Australia in the life-saving, right? And we had to come over here to Sydney. We've competed at Freshwater Beach.
Yeah, beautiful.
And we'd never been to Sydney before as young kids, and we went to Circular Quay. And where we grew up in Adelaide, if there was water and the ocean was around and there was places to jump off...
You're right, to swim.
You would just jump off into the water.
Ooh,
so the whole
team,
we rocked up to Circular Quay and our minder let us go and have a little bit of a walk. And what we were actually jumping into Circular Quay and having a bit of a swim and the ferries were coming in and out and we got blown up
Big Tom, Big Tom, we had to get out of the water, and they were saying, hurry up, there's a ferry coming.
No, no.
Well, all the kids from SA are just jumping in the water doing horsies and laybacks. Just got a bit of a crowd there. We had about $8. Yeah. Just busking. Can we talk about extreme sports? This is right up there. This is a new one that's going around at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's happening quite a bit in the UK. Can't wait for it to hit here in Australia. But a guy has been busted on a motorcycle driving it nude.
Oh, yeah.
Which could be very dangerous.
Yeah, sure, sitting on a seat in the nude, as a girl, sitting on a bike seat is already quite uncomfortable. But as a guy in the nude,
I mean, there's a reason motorbike riders wear leather.
Mm.
Because
yeah.
it's a hardened material with the off chance that you might come off your bike.
Can I just say, can I bring this up as well? And this is out there. But leather couches, overrated.
Completely overrated. Mate, they're gone. Leather couches are
gone. Do you
know
why? Because in the summer, you sit on them and you sweat.
They're sticky.
And in the winter set, when you first sit on them, they are freezing cold.
Yeah, they're not cozy couches.
No.
It's not a snuggly couch.
They're 2005, the leather couch.
Have you ever been on a leather couch nude?
Oh, yeah. Big time. I was stuck there for 3 days. It was like a suction.
Couldn't get off.
Rocked up in your motorbike.
Fire brigade.
So this guy was pulled over by the cops. He must have been off his chops because he didn't have any clothes on, but in a texter written on his back, he had police.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
So it was like he wanted to get caught. And after, there was a bit of a pursuit. They went after him. They put the lights on. Boo, woo. Have we got any police in there?
Yeah, chuck some police sound effects in.
And
really
I
helps.
Asked for a motorbike as well.
Got
Jay,
a motorbike,
you got
Jay?
Nothing there, but just a bike?
Could you mind starting the story again? Can we go from the top, mate, with
the sound? No.
Close enough.
Lame.
He's on a PW50, is he?
Here we go.
Oh, that's good. All right, so the cops have pulled him over, and he's taken off again. Ding, ding.
More.
So he's taken off again, a frantic pursuit, and the nudist has crashed in the back of a Ford Focus.
Yeah, okay.
So he's sprawled out on the back of a Ford Focus.
Yep.
And there's just meat and veg everywhere.
Everywhere.
Bad about that?
Looked like he'd driven through a fruit stall.
So, and they've pulled him over, and they've just said to him, he's tested negative for drugs and alcohol, which is good. But they just said this is not a stunt that anyone should be doing. Driving nude. I've seen a few people driving nude.
Well, what about the Aussie girl in Hawaii who turned a few heads overnight and she just decided to go surfing in the nude and a few of the locals standing on the beach just went, what's going on here? She's hot too. Everyone was stuck on the beach for about 8 hours.
Yeah, but the difference between a bikini and being in the nude can be very little. Considering how bikinis are these days.
Yeah,
so,
sure,
and I think it would be quite nice to hit the water in the nude.
But also...
coming off your board.
Team swim?
Isn't it funny, though, Cher, the difference between someone wearing a bikini and nothing at all is quite revealing.
True.
Like, and it's like when, you know, for a young guy, Matty DeGroote, you could probably back me up here, but as a young guy, you want to sort of see a girl in a bikini. You don't want to see them nude because then, you know,
it just
destroys everything that you've been thinking about her.
Well, there's part of a body that's being shown and seems to be the new trend. I don't know how I'm going to describe this on radio, but if you've seen the Selena Gomez film clip for that new song that she has, there's part of a body downstairs which is revealed, and it's quite confronting in that you don't normally see it even if a girl's in bikinis, but apparently that's the new look. And
it's like side boob.
It's like side boob.
But downstairs.
Stairs.
Well, it can't be, though.
I don't get it.
Yeah, there's a photo getting around, and it was headlined the other day saying the new side boob is side...
Right.
Yeah, downstairs.
Who wants to see that?
Because Kim Kardashian, because the bathers are narrow and tight cut, the normal area...
would
be covered, isn't it?
You know the cut-off denim shorts that girls wear?
Oh, yeah.
You know when they get really short, and then there's a moment between the leg attaches to the buttock?
Yes. And the buttock is hanging out the back.
I kind of do, but I'm going to...
Is side bum a thing?
No such thing. Bottom bum, maybe?
Yep.
Release a bottom bum out of the denim shorts? Going to go out for a smoke, guys. Sarah and I are in charge of organising this 40th, mate. The theme is black tie with a touch of Fitzy.
It's going to be great.
Don't panic, man.
If you want to register and come along, if you want to get on the list, go to novafm.com.au. We'd love to see you there.
Good news, too. Working on a celebrity act for you, mate, because we need music on the night.
Yes.
If that falls through, though, backup plan revealed. Platinum might get the call.
No. That's still in debate between organisers.
I'll do a solo show.
That'll be a party disaster, and we're talking about disasters. Talise from Campbelltown, what happened at your 21st, Talise?
So on my 21st, right, I was having an... Oh, no, sorry. On my 21st, 10 people didn't show up on the night, right, straight away. Had to pay for it. It was on a cruise on the harbour. So it sort of started bad, but I was like, you know what, whatever. I had my hair done beautifully, had, like, my makeup done, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The night's going beautiful. Everything's working out. We get down into the dance floor finally, and I get two glasses of drink thrown all over me.
Who from? An ex or something, Talise? Who threw those?
From a cousin, because they thought it was funny.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I mean, man. Did you slip over then, Talise, or you just covered in champagne?
I almost did.
Yeah. Talise, the 10 people that didn't turn up, I mean, was it a big party or was there only sort of 15 invited?
No, there was supposed to be 70 people turn up. I think it cost me about $600. To pay for those people.
Talise.
When your cousin's throwing drinks on you, you know you're not having a good night.
Let them go. Thanks, Talise.
Talise, well, you don't get an invite, but your cousin does. Paul from Fairfield, what happened at your party, Paul?
Hey, gents, how are you?
Hey,
good,
Paul.
Mate. Good.
Yeah, good. When I was 7 years old, I thought it'd be all right to give a verbal invite to the classroom for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the day, my mum made all this food, all these platters for everyone to eat, and only one person showed up.
Oh, no, Paul. No. So you and your mum are standing there, and you're waiting for the crowd to roll through the door.
And there wasn't a crowd.
See, mine was the opposite, my 21st, Paul, because I made a proper invite, right? And there was a bit of humour on there, and I handed out to all my mates on the seat in the seat section at Mitsubishi. They thought it would be funny to then go on and photocopy another 2,000.
Oh, yeah.
They gave them out to everyone on the line at Mitsubishi, 2,000 workers, free booze. Port Nalunga Footy Club, there was 500 people at the front that couldn't get in, Sarah.
No.
Dad went up to do speeches and no one would listen. So he spat the dummy and threw the mic. He sort of did drop the mic and got out of there and went home.
Wow.
And there was just all these people that couldn't get in and the keg ran out within half an hour.
And everyone's just yelling out, "This is crap! Whose birthday party's this?" Going back to Mitzi's.
Katie from Prospect, what happened to your brother?
Yeah, it was his 21st birthday and the police were called for a noise complaint. We had it in a hall. It was towards the end of the night, so everybody was starting to leave and the police approached my brother's group of friends and my brother being the whole bros before hoes and don't talk to my mate, went up and talked and got mouthy with the officers and they ended up, because he's a very big boy, took three officers, they capsicum sprayed him and put him on the ground and then he spent his birthday behind, like in the cell.
He's done well, Katie. He's had a good one.
But boys, can I get a 6 o'clock club key ring?
You sure
for
that story, you can. 11:39 is all yours, Katie. So he just sat in the cell and had a party for one.
Yeah, but the worst thing was he came home in the next morning and his eyes were still burning. We all felt very sorry for him and I wasn't allowed to have a 21st because I was younger because Mum's like, that's it, no more parties.
Yeah, more capsicum spray for my kids. I just won't have it. I want silly
streak.
You
got some aftershave. Well, we couldn't really call it aftershave. It's capsicum spray.
A little bit different.
Few more clown sightings, guys, that have come over the last couple of days.
How did this start? It's had nothing to do with Pauline Hanson getting back into Parliament.
There's a clown hanging around Wetherill Park quite a bit at the moment. Mm-hmm. There was a video that surfaced the other day, screaming. One was holding a baseball bat. There was another clown holding balloons. another one in the city of Lake Macquarie in New South Wales. There are reports that the same clown has also been seen in Belmont and Swansea, where the surrounding suburbs of Blacksmiths as well. There's one clown or a couple of clowns that are really terrifying people around there.
If this is not a promotion for a movie and it's just a group of people that think it's funny, I love the idea that they're sitting at home and they're going, "Hey, you going clowning tonight? Hey, seriously, show us your mask. You ready to go clowning?"
We've spoken about this regularly. You know, the one bloke that we haven't spoken about at all, and he's kept very low profile, Ronald McDonald. Now, first of all, before we talk about Ronald, I just want to say he's a bit of a myth anyway, because has anyone ever seen Ronald McDonald at a Macca's?
Only the plastic version these days, on the bench.
Yeah, but that's not a real Ronald McDonald.
He does charity stuff at, like, Ronald McDonald House things like that. Yeah, he'll do appearances.
He'd be ropeable about this.
Well, he's been told to keep a low profile, sir, because he's in danger of getting bashed.
Yeah. He's
This is Vert Ingham, because the public are turning on clowns now. It's more dangerous to dress up as a clown and try to scare someone than you going out there with a machete and trying to scare someone else.
100%.
Because you're in trouble.
Well, it happened with a radio announcer. We were going to do it the other morning. There was talk, and you tried to stitch Tom. Was that your idea?
No, it wasn't mine.
It was. You've got the worst ideas, mate.
It was your idea, Whipper.
I would never have come up with that because I know it's a public threat.
Whipper's
idea. Oh, my gosh.
Mate, I am better than that to do Scary Clown knowing it's a public problem.
No, and then when it failed, he did Scary Bear.
No, I did not
do Scary Bear. So someone in a bear costume instead jumping out at the lip.
There was a radio announcer in Canberra. There was a guy in Canberra, a radio announcer, went around to a couple of listeners' house. Dressed as a scary clown, opened the door, and they punched him in the guts.
Yep.
Which is fair enough.
Can we just quickly, can we just go around the room and see if anybody else has decided just to check around the side of their car as they walk out of their house and get into the car in the morning?
What?
Why?
I've been doing it thinking that someone will be dressed as a scary clown.
Oh, man, get a life.
Oh, my gosh.
That is.
No one cares.
But see,
enough.
Ronald has gone into hiding.
Has
like
he?
Everyone's turned on him. Grimace. The turd burglar, all of them have turned on.
I don't think it's
the
turd.
Oh, sorry.
Not the turd burglar.
And Birdie.
And Birdie. Who's Birdie?
Birdie's the girl.
Oh, there's no girl.
Yes, there is. She has a little pigtail plaits and she's got a pink outfit.
Birdie?
Has Mayor McCheese, anyone heard from Mayor McCheese?
No.
Is he still around?
Cheese is gone.
Oh. Ronald, I fear for Ronald.
Me too.
Because he was seen the other day at Rudy URSL on the pokies and someone wanted to have a go at him. His life's gone
downhill.
Don't do it. Do not do it because you will. Mm-hmm. You've got to fear for your safety at the moment. Someone will have a crack at you. This is Sunday night, the 2016 Montreal Comedy Festival, 8:30 on Channel 10. And the man that's going to be hosting it, very funny man, a good mate of ours, Joel Creasy.
Good morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning.
Well, stunning.
We get told,
and you know a bit about radio as well, you get told you've got to set the scene for people waking up, Joel.
Yes.
So looking out at Blackwattle Bay at the moment, I mean, what would you love to be doing at the moment?
Oh, just going for a little skinny dip, I think,
with
my coffee.
I mean, the fishing boat's coming here, so there's quite a lot of sharks.
What?
Just because they do the filleting off the back and, you know, the scraps go into the water.
Oh, wow. God, a lot of sharks. There's also a lot of sharks in Oxford Street, though, so I'm used to it.
You've been attacked before, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm loving the views. I'm also getting a little bit of my reflection in the mirror, so not hating that either.
It's perfect. We did that for you.
Thank you.
Mate, this is a big one, Montreal. I mean, you don't have to audition for something like this, do you? You've done it before,
no,
right?
So it's my second year hosting,
right.
So they haven't replaced me with Adam Hills. Yeah, and it's you know, the Montreal is the Super Bowl of comedy festivals, so it's really exciting to be over there. Plus, it's, as you know, it's the home of Celine Dion as well.
Wow.
And Nickelback.
And Nickelback and Avril Lavigne. So, you know, I'm right at home.
Sure.
Something for everyone.
That's right.
Yeah. I keep doing that, like, hacky joke every time. And they're like, when I go and vox pop people on the street and I say, like, sure. Oh, does anyone know the directions to Celine Dion's house? Like, that's my go-to joke.
Good.
And I think, oh, shut up, you dickhead. That's like something coming here going, oh, does anyone know where Nicole Kidman is?
It's a really good gear. We got the invite back again, man.
Great gear. I'm really highbrow.
I didn't know this, but was your old man, was he one of the solo men?
Yeah, he was the solo man in the 80s. Like, in the 80s, he was the one that runs up the hill with the dog and then cracks the solo at the top of the hill and it drips down.
Gotta crack solo!
Yeah, very homoerotic.
Wow!
So no surprises he gave birth to this.
Did you get free solo? Did you...
Free solo. No, as I said,
solo?
Gay man, a lot of sugar, so I can't touch it.
No, how annoying is that? I mean, the product is great.
Yeah. No, we did get a lot of solo, actually. He was a solo man, and he was in Star Wars. I think I've told you this before. My parents met on the set of The Empire Strikes Back.
No
so
way!
So what was your mum doing?
They were both extras. She was Jabba the Hutt. No, no, they were both extras on the set of Empire Strikes Back, because they were both actors. They're both British. And, like, every actor in the UK in the 70s, 80s was in Star Wars. It's just like, I guess every actor here now, I think, like Neighbours or something.
Have you seen the scene? What was the scene?
Dad's in the scene where Princess Leia is briefing the troops before they go and fight the snow sort of land. And he's got this orange moustache, very like porn star.
Did he have a solo on him at the time? Or
he often went to Princess Leia.
Which was a weird twist.
Who then I met in Montreal, and then I then went and worked with Carrie Fisher. She's one of the people we have on the Montreal special on Sunday night.
Yeah, right.
I asked her if she remembered my dad, but frankly, I don't think she could remember what she did that morning.
You and her would get along. She's got an acid tongue, hasn't she?
She's actually an amazing comedian.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher.
Very funny.
Also loves a hug. She gave me like about half an hour hug.
That's loving, isn't it? Yeah. Mate, you've been watching the debates too, haven't you?
Been loving
Donald
debates.
Trump, Hillary.
Absolutely. Got love any highlights? Me some Hillary. Oh, just every time he opens his mouth, frankly. And I still love her sassy little shimmy she did in debate one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that for years.
She stole that from me. Which is frustrating.
My Snapchat.
You've also become really good mates with a friend of ours as well, Chrissy Swan. And love great news the other day. We picked up a new idea. And and Chrissy's going to be your surrogate, which is amazing news.
Having a baby. We're doing it the traditional way. So I'm going to have to get a manual or something. But yeah, new idea said that Chrissy Swan and I are having a baby.
Wow.
I was frankly thrilled just to be mentioned.
Yeah, that congratulations. That is unbelievable when you read stuff like that. Did you follow it up? Have you rang them or have you?
I didn't ring. I don't have their number. They're not taking my calls. But I said to her, let's go with it. Let's not do
Why
it,
not?
But let's tell people we're having the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be the really emotional one, though.
Putting on weight, eating for 2.
Yeah, he's 6 months. Do not mention.
Do not mention that.
Yeah.
Well, Joel, always love getting you in. The 2016 Montreal Comedy Festival at Sunday night, 8:30 on Channel 10.
Joel, before you go, there's one hell of a party that Sarah and I are planning. Fitzy's 40th, mate. Black tie with a touch of Fitzy. Do you want to be there?
Yeah, but I was wondering if I could come out, burst out of the cake. Like, I want to be baked into the cake and burst out and singing happy birthday.
That's a good idea.
That's my stipulation.
What do you want to be wearing?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
A little bit of cream, maybe a cherry.
You are pregnant.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll eat it from the inside out.
So do you want to come next Thursday night?
Yeah, done. Mate, I'm in.
Love you to be there.
I love a party. It's life. Camera. Clarity.
Says finally this morning we learned that someone from the Kardashian clan has spoken about how Kim's doing.
Yes, that's right. Khloe has appeared on Ellen and she said that Kim's not doing very well. Obviously, such a traumatic experience was hard. And the family are working together to get her through it. But she also made some comments because Ellen said to her, you know, you guys are so active on social media, yet since it happened, you've all quietened right down. You've only just started reposting. Kim hasn't even reposted. And she asked Khloe about that sort of social media activity moving forward.
Well, I think it's just a wake-up call to make a lot of life adjustments, but this is a really serious matter. And, you know, for Kim, it's really personal as to when that emotional, terror, you could move on from that. So I think for us, it's all a wake-up call for all of us, but definitely just to make sure our sister's okay.
I mean, you can't help but think, unfortunately, in this commercial world, who will have the official interview, says, will it be 60 Minutes? What magazine?
Surely.
She's back.
No,
Vanity
she won't
Fair.
Do. It'll be her own show, wouldn't it?
Well, no, but she did, in the past, they've done Oprah.
Yep.
And I can't think.
Where would they go now?
Yeah, it'd be Barbara Walters or someone of that sort of high class caliber. You know,
Family Feud.
They'll go for that.
Something like
Kim's
that.
Also suing a media outlet overseas for claiming that the robbery was staged. So they're definitely not letting that idea go down. But then Kanye apparently took out a $2 million mortgage on his apartment in New York in the weeks before the robbery. So it's all, I don't know, people make these connections between that sort of money stuff. It doesn't mean
What's
it's
he taking
true.
Out a mortgage on an apartment for?
Well, the apartment would be worth, you know, you would think $10, $12 million.
And I reckon he's got two in the bank.
You don't know. Didn't he need all the money after the album, though?
I don't know. You just don't
Maybe he's
know,
pumped
do
too
you?
Much into fashion.
But do you remember he stuffed up with the release of his album? Remember he put it out and people illegally downloaded it? Millions of people.
Maybe that's what it was.
No, he tried to do it on Jay's... What's Jay... Tidal. He tried to do it on Tidal.
Yep.
And no one really downloaded it. They illegally downloaded it. And then he went, okay, I'll do iTunes now.
Yep. I'm just off to chat with the bank, guys.
Yeah, too
more cash.
Late.
Guys, we were talking about Carrie Fisher just before. She obviously played Princess Leia in Star Wars. She might have landed herself in a bit of hot water. She was live tweeting during the presidential debates the other day, and a fan has said to her, you know how Donald Trump sniffs a lot?
Yep.
A fan has said, tell me something about that sniffle, and then implied, is it a habit, a drug habit or not? Carrie obviously spent a lot of time in rehab and has her own demons, and she's written back, I'm an expert, and absolutely... Which seems like a stupid thing to post on social media.
This is a guy that doesn't drink alcohol.
Yeah,
I'd be surprised.
It'd be a pretty good effort to go into a presidential debate off your chops.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. But what a stupid thing to put up. I mean, she's walking a fine line. He hasn't commented yet, but it's not as if she's a punter just making an accusation. She's a famous actress.
Yeah. Yep.
He's going to see it. Seems a bit stupid.
Good call, sir.
Trumpy.
Yeah, overnight, we heard about Drake and Rihanna splitting up. Their very, very quick romance, or so it seems. Apparently, they're both actually already dating other people. So they've moved on very fast.
Imagine the lineup, though. I mean, Drake as a single man. God, he just needs to turn up to any nightclub and the queue's out the door waiting for that beat.
Actually, we might do this tomorrow, Tom, but apparently guys have been using Drake's lyrics as pickup lines and been really successful.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Like what? Give me a line. What would you go with? All I can think of is Hotline Bling.
You used to call me on my cell phone?
Yeah. As he walks out of a club, hey, you used to call me on the cell phone.
I don't know how to talk to you. Is you that keep the...
I don't know. No, yeah, no, what are you doing?
Okay.
It's always good to get this man on, and obviously there's been a fair bit going on over the past few days. It is our premier, Mike Benn. Welcome, Benny.
Welcome.
Bitsy Weber, morning.
Mate, it has been a huge couple of days, and yesterday you went out and spoke. Huge reversal with the greyhound industry, but we think it was the right decision. Mate, did you totally underestimate the amount of people who this ban was going to affect? Is that what you were saying?
Well, I think, obviously, the first point is that when the Special Commission of Inquiry came down, we were absolutely horrified by the animal cruelty. Mm. And our response was, this has to stop. It will stop, and really the best way to do it is to close the industry. We thought that's what the community would say. But then over the past few months, what we've heard is the community has said, look, yeah, that is horrific. You need to stop that animal cruelty. But, is there a chance? Why haven't you given the industry one last chance to actually reform? So, look, it was almost a tsunami of community sentiment.
Yep.
That was what they were thinking. And obviously, we're absolutely adamant that we've got to stamp out this animal cruelty, but give the industry a chance to reform. And that's what the community has said, and that's why we got it wrong at the beginning. We thought that's what the community would say, but now they said, why not chance, and that's what we're doing.
Do you admit now, Premier, that your solution was a bit extreme?
Yeah, as I said yesterday, I was wrong. I was wrong, the Cabinet was wrong, the government was wrong. In the decision that we took. Not wrong in the sense we have to ensure we don't go back to the status quo. Mm. I mean, that's just not negotiable. I don't think anyone thinks that the animal cruelty that was revealed in that Special Commission inquiry is acceptable. It's not, and it won't continue. We'll obviously have to work with the industry as we establish a new regulatory regime and have the strongest possible animal welfare plan, the enforcement, the penalties. We have to stamp out those practices in the industry. Has now said they're desperate to reform. Give us that chance. Well, we've given that chance, so let's reform.
Mike, you said you were expecting the criticism also, which is flying around. But, as it looks, I mean, you met with Alan Jones, and those guys have been going hard on you and supporting the greyhound industry. So in terms of comments like the backflip, you can understand that because it seems like you underestimated the power of the racing industry, the numbers behind the racing industry, and then someone tapped you on the shoulder and said, mate, we could lose power here.
Well, look, I think it's more, we are here ultimately to make decisions for people who stay, to try and improve services, build infrastructure, and look after the vulnerable in any way we can. But when we make decisions, we also need to be mindful that a good government listens.
Yep.
And certainly as part of this process, we've made a strong decision here, but on the back of what we've heard, and not just my community, but across the state, all parts of the state have come to their MPs and said, look, yeah, we get it. We don't like this animal cruelty, but why don't you give them one last chance? So, we've listened to that and responded. So I think, what the community will see is that the government will make the decision for the long-term good of the state, but it also listens.
Now, talking of listening, there's another a subject that we have to bring up, and that's the lockout laws, because there is a tsunami of support to change those as well. Front page of the paper saying that you're now a booze back down as well. Any truth to that? Where are we with lengthening the lockout laws?
Well, we've obviously had the calendar review, so there's no real update in the sense that Cabinet and the government is considering that. There's no announcements to make straight away. We need to take our time and consider that. And well, that we've discussed before. There's many different views on this. We want to consider them in detail before we've addressed. But, you know, we've listened to those, and there's two sides of the debate as we've gone through it. We've listened to both sides. We've now got the report. So we're considering that and obviously respond when we've finished that deliberation.
Yeah, but Premier, like, you've made... I mean, it's been a quicker decision with the greyhound ban and reversing that one. This lockout laws has gone on for a few years now. There's been quite a few protesting that. People need a time, you know what I mean? And all we hear at the moment is, you know, it's people are reviewing it and we'll take that to the commission and then you've got to take it to Parliament. How long is this going to take before we start seeing decisions?
Well, it won't be long. We've obviously said before the end of the year, there'll be decisions on this, and there will be. I mean, it is important, though, because there's so many sort of stakeholders in this, and, you know, as we've discussed before, I mean, there's been a massive reduction in violence, but there's also concerns in terms of businesses. There's concerns in terms of what it's done to the live music industry. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ian Callanan's made some strong recommendations in relation to that, so we're coming to the end of that process. I know people might be frustrated, but it has been considered, all sides heard. You know, we're obviously coming up before the end of the year for some decision.
Mike, I mean, there's pressure too, because you don't know the reaction of the public in terms of how you clean up what's happened now, do you? So the risk you're taking is, you know, if you'd followed through with the greyhound racing and if that follows on to the lockout laws, you've got the backlash of the people that are upset, but then you've got the unpredicted backlash of people going, well, Mike Bedd's not committing to anything anymore, and that you don't know. Is that a concern?
No, look, I think, you know, when people look at me, I mean, they've got a 10-year track record. I mean, yeah. People might not have paid much attention over that 10 years, but there is 10 years in public life. So I think people have got a strong sense on, you know, who I am and what I'm about. And yes, there's a number of people that won't be happy with me across a range of issues. But, you know, I think people have a fair sense of, you know, who I am and what I want to do, but most importantly, this government's almost been in coming up towards 6 years. So, you know, you look at where we are. I mean, I think economically, I mean, New South Wales used to be back of the pack. It's sort of surging ahead across the country now, strongest in economic growth and jobs growth. Mm. You look at the cranes, there is a record number of cranes across New South Wales at the moment, never seen it at these levels. So there's infrastructure being built in the city and across regional New South Wales. So, look, I think there's a sense across the state on what we're about. There's a number of decisions we've made on the journey, some that haven't been popular, but all of it is trying to do what we think is best and right for this state in the long term.
Well, Mike, if you stay on the line, we're about to play a Justin Bieber song. I know you actually called through for the tickets this morning.
Do you need Justin Bieber tickets for any of your daughters, Bertie?
I certainly don't.
No. Hey, just quickly as well, how's your back? Getting better?
It's getting better. I've been in about 2 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks, I might be able to join those lunchtime runs with it.
Yeah, mate.
Beautiful.
All right. All right. Appreciate your time. I know it's been a hard few months for you, Premier, but I think you made the right decision with the greyhound industry, and hopefully we can get the lockout laws over the line as well, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
God, you want the ultimate form of contraception? Uh-uh. Come round to my place at the moment. One's got the snots, the other's got tonsillitis. Very unhappy around at the Whipfley household these days.
What's that got to do with contraception?
Because you'll never have a kid if you see what my place is like. I can tell you what, you'll never have sex again. Let's move on, though. We're hanging in there. We're keeping strong. Got the nanny helping us out at the moment because it's just a disaster. They'd cry and they don't sleep and they don't feed and they scream. It's just tantrum. It's pooey nappies. It's everything that fatherhood is.
And that's just you,
isn't it? And that's just me, sir. Kids. I mean, that's just me here at work, which is weird. Panic yesterday, though, and we were talking about this clown epidemic, which seems to be running around at the moment, of clowns jumping out and scaring people. It's slightly funny, but there's a serious side because some of the reactions are bad and people are getting beaten up. Another one yesterday was a woman who was walking into her house. Teenage boy from the neighbourhood jumped out in front of her. She's heavily pregnant. Went into labour on the spot.
No.
Oh, naughty clown.
Gave birth to a beautiful baby clown.
It's right there on the pavement.
Just the red nose came out first.
Unbelievable. Anyway, yesterday, this was in sort of the top of my mind.
and Lisa was out, and I was getting text messages from the nanny who was saying, I think there's something going on in the front room of the house.
Oh, come on.
And I'm thinking, nah, wouldn't be any scary clowns around my area. I'm sure that there's people around there who have got better things to do with their time. Yeah. She said there's just a few noises coming from there. And you've been in the front room. Remember there was a really weird smell?
Yeah.
And like I wasn't sure. No, I wasn't sure if it was the air conditioning or rats were dying in the fireplace.
Fireplace. Mm.
Yeah.
Whips, what are you going to do, though? Why didn't she go and have a look? Why is she texting you?
No, she had taken a look and then couldn't work out what the sound was. Because when I sit in there at night, I can just hear like rats scrounging around and then they sort of take off. There could be possums.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, so I just kind of ignore it and it goes away. But I thought maybe one of the rats had died at one stage because it stunk in there.
Gross.
Anyway, I said, look, don't worry about it. See if it goes away, which was fine. Didn't hear back from her till about an hour later. I get another message. Nah, strange noise from the front bedroom. Can you go and have a look? And it's weird because we have the pram up there. So Jack often, he'll just go into the pram and we will just push it back and forth in there and rock him to sleep. Yeah. So I'm thinking, I don't want any weird clowns hanging around while my 14-week-old son is trying to have a kip in his little pram there.
Yeah.
So she's panicking, then rang and said, look, I don't know what it is. I said, try and record the sound for me.
Okay.
So then I can try and work out exactly what it is.
So then I can play it back on radio.
Then I can play it back on radio because I've got nothing else to talk about because I've already done the premiere and the Greyhounds. So anyway,
she recorded the audio and it all made sense, but here's the sound that was coming from the front room. You've got to listen carefully. Turn your radio up. This is the sound. No wonder she's freaking out. Do you know what it is?
Can I guess?
Yep.
Is it the baby monitor?
No. It's the doll that's meant to help Jack sleep. And it breathes. Oh. It's meant to breathe like a human and has a heartbeat.
But
if you press the button, it goes for 8 hours.
So you
hit it once. She's never heard it before and can just hear this breathing noise coming.
That would have freaked me out.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, amazing. Wow. I should have told her about it. Anyway, she's not expecting me home today and I'm going to turn up as a scary clown.
I think Fitzy should say what's better. Whipper looks fat in that sweater. Write a letter to the editor.
Yes, we love getting your feedback on the show, so tweet us at Fitz and Whipper or email fitzandwhipper@novafm.com.au. So the clowns around Sydney, boys, they've been a huge talking point this week. Jenny has tweeted, Whipper trying to say clown is almost as terrible as the news itself.
All right, what's going on with this clown craze? We need to talk about this. Scary clowns all over town. Gee, I'm doing well. I don't know what happened. I think I drank too much scotch the night before. And then,
good on you for admitting
when
that.
When I was reading the article, I'm thinking, why have I never had trouble with the word clown before? And I stumbled my way through it. Too much alcohol on the balcony.
Clown with a crown?
Crown with a clown.
A clown with a crown.
A clown with a crown. Clown with a crown, clown with a crown, clown with a crown. Oh, feels good.
We have a complaint on letters to the editor voicemail this morning. Have a listen.
Hi Fitzy, hi Whipper, it's Tom here, your producer and also host of the very popular segment Tom Time.
You guys
have been getting stuck into me lately with some particularly harsh comments. Just hoping you can tone it down, guys. Anyway, love the show. Hey, what's coming up next?
Tom, you're right.
Sorry.
Here.
Sorry, I know, it's so weird for me to call.
What is the hotline number?
Well, I don't know. I think he's made one up.
It's Matt DeGroote's traffic number.
Tommy, is this what you've been referring to?
What would Tom be in a movie?
Oh, God. Just accepted.
Hannibal Rising. New serial killer.
You know what you'd be?
Yep.
You would play someone who fills in as like an albino.
You could be like, remember Trading Places? You'd be the homeless guy.
You're a child masquerading as a producer every day.
I've been copying it, guys, so I wanted to leave a voicemail and say, cut it out.
Thanks, mate.
Do you think maybe you boys should apologise to Tommy?
Yeah, this is your opportunity, guys. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Sarah, this is not what letters to the editor is all about. If you want apologies, maybe we should get an apology for you, from you.
For what?
For stitching us up every week.
This is not a stitch-up. I play real audio. Sarah, how is that stitching you up?
Sarah,
I highlight the fact that you're totally deficient at your jobs.
That's but you know what?
Fair. Like, you get paid to be a nitwit for 3 hours a day.
Do you know what the ironic thing is? Last week when you did letters to the editor, you stuffed up yourself.
Yep.
Do we play that back? No, because we look after you. Yeah, your family.
Team environment. Why don't we read out the letters that make it to, you know, the legal department instead? Something a bit more juicy.
Yeah,
do you know what?
Letters to the predator. Yeah.
You could do that, but you can't read. So what would that segment sound like?
No, you would
like?
Read them out, Sarah. And if
oh,
you
so
want
to
have a
read
shot
out my own complaint.
At some cheap...
You're an idiot.
Imagine Sarah going, okay, let's... Sarah's stuffed up again this week. Let's have a listen to what
Keep
she
going.
Say.
Yes, Georgia has tweeted, Sarah, I love that Whipper is getting so lazy he can't even be bothered announcing the songs you play these days.
Awesome song, this one. Betty Who, you know it on a Tuesday morning on Nova.
You know it.
No, I meant you know the song.
No, we
it's
don't. Not called,
it's like if I go... I don't know. Here's a national anthem. You know it.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't even say what it was.
I didn't need to. I
what
said it was Betty Who.
It?
Everybody knew what was going to play.
No, I don't, what is the name of it?
I don't know. But everyone knows the song.
Oh, God. Lastly, Whipper, I appreciate you being friends with my boyfriend, Gary, but you don't need to remind me every single time we talk about him.
That's how Gary sleeps, like that.
He doesn't
anymore. I know him better than Sarah because we live together. Saturday morning. I wonder what Sarah and Gary are up to.
I don't want to give you details about his life because you know them and he's
no,
asked me
right.
not to do them.
No, I set the two of you up. How's it going? How did you meet? Well, through me.
Because you know him better than Sarah.
I do, because I
live
with him.
How many times have you gotten to bed with him?
Gary's quite often. Where were you when you kissed for the first time?
In your spare bedroom.
I mean, is he? I can see what you're saying here. Maybe I bang on about it a bit too much, but I have been pretty crucial with this relationship.
Oh.
Let's not beat around the bush.
No, yeah,
I paired you together, and then you made out in my bed for the first time.
Okay,
but you know what? Do you know
happened.
The funny thing
yes,
about it? I feel like that you love him more than Sarah does.
Well, I know. Well, I live with Gary, so I would know.
I would know
awkward.
A lot more.
You do love him a lot. It's
why don't
very
we all
sweet.
Move in together? I mean, I push for a team swim, but why don't we live together?
That feels a little too much sharing a bathroom with you.
I'd love to move in with
team
you,
team share house.
Oh, keep the feedback coming, guys. Fitz and Whipper at novafm.com.au.
Great to see Kate Fisher in the headlines at the moment. The Daily Mail have just flooded their website with pictures of Kate Fisher. The main detail is the fact that she looks nothing like she used to. Don't know if you've seen these, Sarahs. I'll hold them up here. You'll see Kate Fisher. We remember her because she was used to go up with James Packer.
They're engaged, weren't
they? They're engaged. Mm. Of course, she was in Sirens, that sexy film with Elle Macpherson at the time. Stunning looking girl.
Very hot.
And obviously she has changed her appearance, gained a little bit of weight there.
She's changed her name as well.
She has
Can
changed
you read
her
out her name?
Yeah, I'll go for it. God,
it's a tough one.
How do I say it? I assume the T is silent. Zapira. Malka. Malka Bat.
The Pasha Malka?
Pasha Balka.
Pasha
Balka. No, she's not as big as a container ship.
No.
Wedged on
no,
a beach.
It sounds like I said.
Zapaya.
She's changed her life. She
has,
mate. She moved over to LA for a little bit, and she changed her religion.
Yep. Went from Sydney to LA, now in Melbourne, working as a care, healthcare in the healthcare industry.
She used to be big. She started out as a, I think in Dolly magazine as a model at the age of 14.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Huge. Yeah. And then she was engaged to James Packer.
This is what I want to talk about. I mean, because you seem to have a fair bit of knowledge about Kate Packer.
Kate Packer.
They never got
no,
married,
they didn't
did
get
they?
Married, no.
Kate Fisher, because you actually shared a bit of time with Kate Fisher.
Well, we became good friends.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Like friends who make out?
We may have made out. Yes.
How did you meet Kate Fisher?
She came, when I was playing at the Swans, she came down to, she was presenting, she was television presenter, and I don't know what TV show it was, and she had to do a few of the Swans, and we did a training session with her, and at the end of it, I got a phone call afterwards from her manager saying Kate would like to catch up for a coffee. And I freaked out.
Out of all the players, she
freaked
chose you.
Freaked out. Bogan from Adelaide going, oh my God. I said to the boys, what do I do? And they said, you got to... Well, you just got to... And you know what? She was lovely. She had a place in Clove Valley, just down from the Clove Valley Hotel on the cliff.
Yep.
This was after that. After she was with James Packer.
Yep.
Because I think she got a little bit of a payout at the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
And she got an apartment down in Bondi. She sold that and got this beautiful house at Clove Valley. And we became really good friends.
And wow. You ended up back at the house.
Yeah. We'd go back there and have coffee.
Coffee.
Just coffee.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
Meditate. She was
no,
into meditation.
Didn't.
Yep.
Yep. What do you mean? How many times did you hook up with her?
Oh, God. Once or twice. Yep.
So from James Packer to you.
Mm, I mean, there was a couple of years in there.
Doesn't matter. Wow. Doesn't matter. That's what I love about this story.
That's a downhill skid,
women
isn't
that
it?
Go from James Packer to Ryan Fitzgerald. I mean, it's a huge step.
Isn't it?
It's a run-up. It's a leap.
It's a trip, isn't
it's
it?
The biggest fall I've seen.
Well,
I mean, straight down the stairs.
I don't know. I'm messy a downward spiral.
It's not a relationship, mate.
It's just, I mean, when you go from the high life of private jets, big farms, estates and property to Port Nalunga in South Australia.
I mean, it was the same with Ricky Lee with you know.
Oh, you... 13-24-10. Is your partner's ex more successful than you? Did we dump that? No, we didn't dump it. No, no worries. Let's push on then. 13-24-10. Get involved this morning. We're not talking about me. We're talking about Kate Fisher and Farazi.
Kurt's given us a call. What does your partner's ex do, Kurt?
He works at Macca's, mate.
Oh, okay. So you're the successful one, Kurt. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, mate. I do stone bench tops for a living.
It's pretty similar. Packer to Fitzgerald to Macca's and stone benches. It makes sense. And do you celebrate that, Kurt? Do you let her know how successful you are?
Mate, it's even better when he serves me Macca's through drive-thru.
Oh, you do not.
He'd spit in your burger, Kurt.
Does he know it's you, Kurt? Not. Have you told him? Does he know?
He knows it's me. I think he's not too happy about it. What do you do?
Yeah, you know what, Kurt? I agree with Whipper. I would not be buying a burger from someone.
No way.
Who used to go out with your girlfriend?
Have you gone through there, Kurt, with your girlfriend in the car? Does it rub it in even more?
Yeah, sometimes she's driving as well, so it makes it even better.
Oh, see? You're lucky like that girl the other day who got the large Coke straight in the face.
Do you know what, though? Guys in drive-thru, I fell in love with a girl who was doing drive-thru at Macca's when I was growing up. It's a good, if you're a young guy, it's a good place to pick up.
Yeah, but how much time are you spending at the window? Just hand me my shake and
well, see,
let's
that's
roll.
The thing. You know what I mean? If you see someone there, it's a bit hard because you are dressed a bit geeky, but you know what? You're there and you can have a bit of a chat and then maybe exchange numbers. I'll give you the fries if you give me your number.
I mean, you've had some great pickup techniques on the show. I'm not sure that's one of them. I mean, that's not how you and Kate Fisher hooked up, is it? Fitzy and Whipper.